Okay, today, Ben Shem, we're going to learn the last Mishnah in Maseches Megillah, as well as the first Mishnah in Maseches Moed Katan. So we're up to Megillah Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud. So we learned previously that it used to be a minhag that they would have a meturgeman who would translate the Torah when they would do Kriyas HaTorah, because people didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh. So our Mishnah is going to tell us that there are certain things that you're not supposed to translate because you don't want people to hear all of these things. Not everything needs to be heard by the public in a language that they understand. So also by the Nevi'im, you have such a thing when it comes to the leading of the Haftarah, then not everything should be understood by everybody. So Maisa Reuven Nikrav L'Matargim, the story with Reuven and sleeping with Bilha is something that is read, obviously. We don't skip parts of the Torah, but they're not Matargim it, because the Gemara says, Kala Omer Reuven Chata Inu Eletoe. We don't really understand exactly what Reuven did. It's not on the simplest level, the way the Torah makes it seem. And if someone is not sophisticated enough to speak Lashon HaKodesh, then he's probably not sophisticated enough to understand how this is meant to be taken. Maisa Tamar, Nikra Umetargim. However, the Maisa of Tamar is read and it is Metargim. Now, the Maisa of Tamar, there are two Maisas of Tamar because there were two Tamars. There was a Tamar in the Torah and there was a Tamar in Nach. Tamar in the Torah, they both had terrible stories. But over here we're talking about the Tamar in Nach, in Shmuel Beis, where it tells the story of how Amnon violated Tamar. So we read that as part of a Haftorah and we translate it. But that which refers to the Pesukim that refer to Amnon as David HaMelech's son shouldn't be read, as we'll soon see. Maisa Egel HaRishon Nikro Umetargim. The first story of the Egel, as it appears in Sefer Shemos, in the end of Sefer Shemos, is Nikro Umetargim. It's read and it's translated. Vasheni Nikro V'lomitargim. But the second time it appears, which is just a few Pesukim later, is read and you're not Metargim it. So since the second time describes Aaron as Aaron HaKohen, as being the one responsible for the Cheder Egel, so we have proper covered for Aaron HaKohen, and we're not metargim that for the masses. Birchas Kohanim, the Pesukim of the Birchas Kohanim in Parshas Naso, we read and we do not translate, because it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yar Hashem Panav Eilecha, which people might misunderstand to me that Hashem favors the Jewish people even when we don't deserve it, and it's going to give us this false sense of security that we don't have to do mitzvahs, ma'asim, tovim, and that we're going to get God's favor even when we don't deserve it. The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu says v'chi lo es upon him. Should I not show favoritism to the Jewish people? That I tell them that they should make a birchas hamazon if they eat that, because I said if they eat kedei sviya, and they even make a birchas hamazon when they eat that, because I said kibetza. So of course I'm going to be es upon him. But you see that we earn the nesias panim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Maisa David ve'Amnon lo nekran ve'lo mitargamin. The psukim in the story of David and Amnon that refer to Amnon as David's son, we read, but we don't even read. Not only don't we translate, we don't even read. Even though that story, as far as the Tamar part of it, we read and we translate, but the particular psukim that refer to Amnon as David's son, we don't even read. Similarly, Ein Maftirin B'Merkava. We don't do the Maisa Merkava as a Haftorah, because when we hear the description of the heavenly throne, people are going to ask all sorts of questions, and they're going to be Doresh, things that are beyond their ability to understand. These are the secrets of the Torah, and we're not supposed to be seeking out these the Maisa Merkava, which is the deepest secrets of the Torah. Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says that we can read as a Haftorah, because if you can't understand it, you're not going to go any further than just listening to the Haftorah, the way most people listen to the Haftorah nowadays anyway. So you don't have to worry about that. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Maftirin B'Hoda Es Yerushalayim. You're not allowed to read Yecheskel Perek Tes Zayin of Hoda Es Yerushalayim as a Haftorah, because that speaks negatively about Yerushalayim, and we're not supposed to speak Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. We want to only paint Eretz Yisrael in the most positive light. So that concludes Maseches Megillah, and now Be'ez Hashem we will begin Maseches Moed Katan. So Maseches Moed Katan begins as follows. Even though Malacha is generally usher to do on Chol HaMoed, Maseches Moed Katan is obviously about Chol HaMoed, the dinim of Chol HaMoed. So Malacha is usher on Chol HaMoed, just like it's usher on Shabbos and Yantiv. However, there are certain exceptions to the rule, such as a Dover Ha'aved. If something would otherwise be a loss or a damage for a person, so you're allowed to do Malacha to prevent that loss or damage. But that's only if it doesn't involve Tircha Yaseira. If it involves Tircha Yaseira, Seira, then even a Davar Aved is going to be Aser. So the Mishnah is going to talk about watering fields on Chol HaMoed, and once we're talking about watering fields on Chol HaMoed, we're talking about watering fields during a Shemitah year as well, because during Shemitah certain Malachos are also Aser. Mashkin Beis HaShlachin BaMoed of HaShviyas. You're allowed to water a field that needs constant irrigation on Chol HaMoed and during Shemitah, even though normally watering Chol HaMoed is a Malacha, so you're allowed to water a field that needs constant irrigation, because otherwise all the crops are going to be damaged, and that's a davar ha'aved. Bein mimayin sheyatzeh b'tchila, bein mimayin shelo yatzeh b'tchila. And that's true whether it's a brand new spring that just came out recently or an old spring that didn't come recently. So even though when it comes to a new spring, it's kind of weak still, you're allowed to use the water. We're not worried that it might collapse and that it will it will involve tirchi yaseira to repair them, meaning the side walls of a new spring are going to be a little bit weaker. They're not as well formed, and therefore they're in greater danger of collapse. So now the Mishnah tells us cases where watering a field is asur on Chol HaMoed, even though you need it for a davar aved. Aval ein mashkin lo mimei geshamim. You're not allowed to water a field by diverting water from puddles of rainwater to your field with your foot, even though that's not tirchi seira. Velo mimei akilon, or with water drawn from a well with a bucket, which doesn't require tirchi seira either, because taking water from a well is aser. So Chazal aser taking water from a pool of rainwater also, even though it doesn't involve so much effort, because if you were to be matir, taking from a little pool or puddle of rainwater, then people might think that you're allowed to use a well as well. Another case in which you're not allowed to do malach and chol hamoed, even for a davar aved, ve'inosin ugios l'gafanim. You're not allowed to make ditches around the roots of grapevines to collect the rainwater, because that also involves a sense of tirchi yaseira. So these two isurim of watering from puddles of rainwater and digging these little ditches around grapevines are isurim that only apply to Chol HaMoed and not to Shemitah. During Shemitah, there's no special isur called tirchi yaseira during Shemitah. That's a special isur that applies dafka to Chol HaMoed. So let's review what we learned today. In the very last Mishnah, Maseches Megillah, we learned about which passages you read and are not mitargim, and which passages you do not read at all. So we said the story of Reuven with Bilhah, you can read, but we are not mitargim. The story of Tamar with Aminon, we read, and we are mitargim. The first few psukim about the Egel that do not involve Aharon HaKohen, we read, and we are mitargim. But then the next set of psukim that do involve Aharon HaKohen, we read, but we are not mitargim. The psukim of Birchas Kohanim, as well as the psukim that associate Amnon with David as the son of David, should neither be read nor be mitargim. We're not maftir b'merkava with the psukim in the beginning of Yecheskel that describe the Maaser Merkava, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and thinks we are. And Rabbi Elazar says we're not maftir with Hoda es Yerushalayim either, because it speaks ill of Yerushalayim. Then in the first Mishnah in Maseches Moed Katan, we said that you're allowed to water a Beis Hashlachin, an irrigated field, both on Chol HaMoed and during Shemitah, whether it's from a brand new spring or from an old spring. However, you're not allowed to water, at least on Chol HaMoed, you're not allowed to water, even in a davar aved situation, from a pool of rainwater, nor from water that's drawn from a well with a bucket. And you're also not allowed to make little ditches around the roots of the grapevines. But tomorrow we will pick up with Maseches Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.